Chapter 4. Tom waited for the men to leave. He went back onto the beach. He saw the men climb up the cliff path. Back at the inn, he saw Meg. She was putting the rope on Patch.
"Where were you?"
asked Meg.
"I went to look for Patch. He ran away," said Tom.
"Ned is looking for you, and he is in a bad mood. Be careful," said Meg. Tom went into the inn. Ned was by the fire.
"There you are. Get my friends a drink," Ned shouted at Tom.
"Yes, sir. Sorry," said Tom.
Then he saw Ned smile at two men by the bar.
"George, Benjamin, sit by the fire. Tom will bring your drinks," said Ned.
Tom stared at the men. They were the ones from the cave. This gave Tom a horrible feeling. Ned and the two men were friends. Tom gave the men their drinks, then went to the cellar to get another barrel. Down in the cellar, Tom thought about Meg's advice. "Concentrate on your work and don't ask questions." Tom realized the reason for Meg's advice. Ned's friends were smugglers, but they were planning something much worse. They wanted to wreck a ship. That night, Tom watched from his bedroom window. He saw Ned carrying a lantern. He was walking away from the inn. Tom decided to follow him. Ned went along the cliffs. Tom made sure Ned did not see him. Eventually, Ned climbed down the cliffs onto a beach. Tom hid behind some grass. Out at sea, a small ship was on its side. It was a shipwreck. Tom saw figures moving in the water. They were sailors. They were escaping from the wrecked ship. Barrels and boxes floated in the water and washed up on the beach. Down on the beach, Tom saw a horrible sight. There were men with lanterns, and there were clubs in their hands. They were rushing into the crashing waves. They were attacking the drowning sailors. Other men grabbed the barrels and boxes and pulled them onto the beach. Tom saw Ned. He was with two other men. They opened a big box and stared inside it. High on the cliffs, there were bright lights. It was a big group of men with lanterns. There were shouts from the beach as the men attacked the drowning sailors. Tom felt sick, but there was nothing he could do.